This talk was given on January 5th, 2018 at the Catholic Business Network First Friday Breakfast Speaker Series. The breakfast was sponsored by Rekindle the Fire, and the speaker was Bob Buescher from Buescher Homes, with his talk, Bob the Builder, The Spiritual Journey of Building a Strong Foundation.
Good morning. I'd like to thank Joe Brown for inviting me to speak to the group here of Catholic business people. Unfortunately, this is my first trip here, so I have no idea what the speakers say, so this is going to be my version, and we'll see how close I got it. I'm the founder and the owner and president of Bob Buescher Homes. We're a custom home building company specializing in higher-end homes and remodeling. We build approximately 60 homes per year and many extensive remodeling projects. I have a full-service staff, including an on-staff decorator, to assist our clients in the planning and selecting of options for their homes. I have approximately 30 employees and hundreds of subcontractors who deliver a consistently high-quality home on a timely basis. A good part of my business is in northern Indiana and southern Michigan. About 10 years ago, I opened up a branch up there, which that's been certainly a boon to our business and certainly was God's plan because I wasn't smart enough to think of it on my own. But now more than half of our work is out of the Fort Wayne area. Most of that is consisting of tearing down old cottages around the lakes and building new homes. In southern Michigan, we do a lot of residential work just in the area. And that market is so much different than Fort Wayne because it's such a small community that everyone knows everyone. And so word of mouth referral up there is huge. So we came from being a bit player up there to being the main player up there in southern Michigan. Okay, on the lake properties, these homes are unusual because the sites are generally very small and a lot of times they're very steep or they have bad soils and require piling. So there's a lot more planning involved on the lake areas. Many builders claim to be custom builders, but we truly design these homes to fit the sites. And our remodeling business is the same. We generally take an outside or inside of a house and try to create more open spaces, implementing new features like walk-in pantries, walk-in showers with no doors. Every house, no matter when it was built, is going to become dated. And so we can update those homes for you. All of my employees are specialists, from plan design to project coordination, to interior design assistance, estimating, purchasing, delivery, and warranty. I have employees with approximately 33 years of experience, all the way to a gentleman that joined us the 1st of January. So I have a lot of variety of employees. A lot of my employees have been with me 20, 30, 40 years. And of course, unfortunately, then some of my folks are nearing retirement age, and of course I am too, but I'm not smart enough to retire. So I'm going to keep going. 2017, last year, was the 40th anniversary of the founding of the company. I started working in the construction field at the age of 18. And 5 years later, I started Buescher Construction Company, Inc., which is the legal name of our business. But let me digress to my earlier years. I was born in a Catholic family of 10 children. I was number 6 out of 5 boys and 5 girls. My parents were faithful churchgoers at St. Vincent's, where I attended grade school, and then I went to Dwenger for 2 years. My dad was a farmer and wanted one of his sons to take over the farm when he retired. So my plan was to be that son. At his suggestion, I changed high schools and went to Carroll because they had offered agricultural classes that were not offered at Dwenger. So my plan was to finish high school and join my dad on the farm. I met a Lutheran girl my senior year at Carroll. I took her to the prom that year, and then on the day after, everybody was going to Cedar Point, and so I took off a day during corn planting season to go with my friends to the after-prom party. To this day, I really don't know why, but after that, my dad asked me to leave the farming business. So I needed to find a new occupation. I'm just out of high school. I had no plans to go to college. And I had some simple carpentry skills that he had taught me working on the farm. And so I was hired on a residential framing crew to build new houses. So was it the work of the Holy Spirit that my dad fired me? Was I meant to be in construction instead of farming? You know, in hindsight, probably yes. So I was now working 55 hours a week and dating my high school sweetheart. We became engaged and she became Catholic. And we were married a year later at St. Vincent's Church at the age of, I was 19 and a half. We were attending church and living what I thought was a normal relationship. Unfortunately, after 1.5 years of marriage, she left me by not coming home from work one evening. So I was devastated. You know, I thought marriage was forever, and I was the first person in my family to become divorced. So this is where the wheels fell off on my life. I stopped going to church because I knew that divorce and remarriage was not allowed in the Catholic Church. So I was 21 years old. I felt rejected by my dad and my ex-wife, and I started looking for love in all the wrong places. I dated many women that were not the type that you would take home to meet your mother. At the age of 23, I decided to start my own business, and I started Busher Construction Company, Inc. So I was working for other builders as a framing subcontractor, essentially doing the same thing I was doing in my early years. So now my hours increased to about 80 hours a week, and so as I did the paperwork in the evening, it did keep me more focused and on work, and I started to become more responsible. For the next 6 years, I worked hard at building my business, and my business changed then from being just a framing subcontractor to being a builder of the entire house. Now, I'm ashamed to tell you this, but I need to disclose this for you to understand my faith journey. I was remarried two more times. I had two children from two different wives in two short-term marriages. All three of my wives were not faithful. I felt like Job from the Bible. So at the age of 38, I was three times divorced, not going to church, and not raising my two unbaptized children. So my life was a wreck except for my business. I met Monica, who's my wife, at the age of 38. She was 28 and divorced with no children, and also an unpracticing Catholic. We dated slowly and eventually moved in together and decided to marry after 4 years with the Justice of the Peace. She would occasionally ask me to go to church for a special occasion like Easter or Christmas, and I just blew her off. My parents occasionally would ask me to return to the church, but I had no interest. I was happily married to Monica. She was more mature and had a higher moral compass. We were living a selfish life and enjoying it. When we decided to have children, we knew we owed it to them to be raised in the only faith we knew, which was the Catholic Church. So we met with Monsignor John from St. Vincent's, who helped us through the annulment process. And he baptized our first son before we were married in the church. Now life was really good. The business was booming. We had three more children. We were going to church every week. We did that for 12 years, not really involved in St. Vincent's. We were going to church each Sunday, trying to be good Catholic parents to our children. We sent them to St. Vincent's school. But as soon as church was over every Sunday, I was in the car and going home. I was just going through the motions. Monica suggested that I do a Christ Renews His Parish weekend. She had heard it would be an opportunity to make friends and renew my faith. I didn't think my faith needed to be renewed. I was going to church every Sunday. I thought I was being a good husband and father. I suggest that she should do a Christ Renews weekend. But God has a plan. Her brother John was joining St. Vincent's Parish, and he asked if I would go with him on a weekend. So now I couldn't say no. I asked my brother-in-law, Ray, to also go with me for moral support. In the intent of keeping this short, this weekend was life-changing for me. God touched me and set my heart on fire for him. Monica went on the women's weekend 2 weeks later. We both started a journey back to the Lord that we are still on. In the process, I began listening to Redeemer Radio. That has been an ongoing catechesis, and that probably has been as much as responsible for my growth as anything has. In fact, I listen to it almost daily. I also, after the weekend and after we put on the weekend, I joined the Rekindle the Men's Fire just for the same reason Joe said. I wanted to keep that fire burning. I confirmed with myself that I wasn't going to slide back. So I joined the Rekindle the Fire men's group at St. Vincent's, and then they asked me to join the core team, which I've been on since. I've been to numerous conferences for Rekindle the Fire, and I've been active in numerous ministries at St. Vincent's to give back the gift that I've been given. Now, you can see, like most sinners, I have a past. That is not how I envisioned my life at the age of 19. When I gave up my faith, my life went downhill. It took 18 years until the Lord brought someone into my life to get me back on the right path, which is my wife, Monica. I thank the Lord for not turning his back on me, and I hope to have a future with him in heaven. My oldest son, Logan, who is now 19, has decided to join me at Bob Buescher Homes. He's been working for me since the age of 12 in the summers, and I couldn't be more excited to have him following me into the business. I can't imagine a career that would be more fun and rewarding than what I've been doing for the last 45 years. I now have a new generation of employees ready to move into the leadership positions as some of my longtime employees are now looking at retirement. I have been truly blessed by the Lord and grateful that he has led me back to his fold. So I'm going to close now with my favorite Bible verse. It's Luke 15, 4 through 7. And it is, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them, what do you do? You leave the other 99 sheep in the pasture and you go looking for the one that got lost until you find it. When you find it, you are so happy that you put it on your shoulders and carry it back home. Then you call your friends and neighbors and say to them, I am so happy I found my lost sheep. Let us celebrate. In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 respectable people who do not need to repent. Thank you.
For you, you mentioned Christ Renews His Parish being really significant.
Right.
Have there been other ways that you have taken components of that or taken pieces from Rekindle the Fire to share with your family and friends?
Yes. I've certainly introduced shared prayer into our family, and of course that was a new experience. We, of course, pray for meals as most of us do, but doing shared prayer with the family was a plus. Obviously, when I have a problem with the kids, usually I'll bring something in from the Bible on that. I've been involved in some other ministries. One was Third Option, which is a similar witness type scenario where we talk to married couples, try to help married couples that are working on honing their skills of communication. So I did that for quite a bit of time. And I've been a pretty active recruiter for people to go on the Christ Renews because being involved in Rekindle the Fire has shown me that practically every man that's there has gone through some sort of experience, maybe not to the depths that I went through, but everybody's had a period in their time where they needed some guidance. And without a doubt, every man says that weekend that's put on by men at Christ Renews His Parish is God's weekend. I mean, he's in charge. He's the one that's putting words in the mouths of the speakers. It's his weekend. And we don't know why he does what he does and how he brings the group of men together, but for some reason they always fit because it's his plan. But it's a very powerful weekend, and I can't imagine a man not taking the opportunity to go through that. And unfortunately, at St. Vincent's, I think we're on team 59 or 60.
So it's like 63 now.
63, I'm behind.
Yeah.
I was on team 48, so that's how long it's been. There's two a year. And out of St. Vincent's, I think only 15 to 20% of the people living there have been through a Christ Renews weekend. I don't know. I know you're all from different parishes, and I'm sure that not all of them have the same program. But what a powerful weekend that is, and what it does to the men, what it's done to St. Vincent's to strengthen the parish.
You do give great credit to Monica.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
witness.
You know, the thing is that God's working behind the scenes all the time. We just don't know it. I didn't know it. And so clearly he brought Monica to me because that was my only path to get out of where I was. And so slowly we stepped through that that door of opportunity, and we're smart enough to know that we owed it to our kids. That was really the starting back. And then being at St. Vincent's for 10 or more years before I did Christ Renews, I mean, I thought I was on board. I was there. I was good, but I wasn't good. Of course, I'm not really good today. You know, the more I've been into this, the more I realize the distance that I have to go. So I've got a good start, but a long way to go.
We're all a work in progress.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Bob, I just wanted to ask you, first of all, thanks for being here and thanks for saying yes. You were part of building the new rectory over at St. Vincent's, right? And that's been such an incredible blessing, not only for the priests, but now there's room for seminarians, and we've got a couple of seminarians that can come and stay and visiting priests. And I just wondered what your experience was.
Well, that was a real opportunity. I was familiar with the conditions of the rectory. It was a pretty dated building, and Father John was content to live there, and he was a more modest, didn't want to spend the church's revenues for a nice place to live, but it really was in bad shape, needed a lot of work and had a lot of issues. And so when Father Dan came in and realized the opportunity of what a new rectory would be, just like Joe mentioned, I went to Father Dan immediately. I hardly knew him at the time, and I said, I would love to be involved in this project. And he said, well, we'll be getting information out. So when they first had a meeting, they actually had a plan drawn up, and it was pretty heavy on details, and again, what I thought was maybe a little over the top on features and maybe more commercially designed than residential. I knew they wanted a more residential feel. And so I worked through that with other builders, and we eventually all quoted the plan, and it was, of course, too expensive. And so I'm trying to remember that they then simplified the plan, and we quoted it again. And then I was selected by being the low bidder, and one other bidder was almost identical to mine. And so I was given the opportunity to build the project. And then I asked them if they would allow me to redesign this building and give them some suggestions. And so I did that redesign, and we added a feature that we added the chapel upstairs in the outside deck that wasn't a part of the original project, and I brought it in $80,000 under the original quote. So it was a joy for me to build that. It was something, it was a legacy I wanted to leave. It was important to me to build that for St. Vincent's, and so, yeah, that was fun.
Kind of along those lines, how do you incorporate your seminary experience into building the rectory? Because you know,
That's a great question. That's something I really struggled with. I never spoke about religion to my clients, never. And now I look for opportunities where they crack the door that I can just kind of slide in. And sometimes it's just something, I say this all the time when people ask about the difference between quartz and granite. And I always say, well, quartz is built by man and granite was built by God. And so there's just a small opportunity for someone who has a faith, maybe non-denominational or whatever, sometimes will speak up about God in their life, and that's an opportunity then to talk. So that's something I'd like to do more of. I've gone into people's offices where they had a crucifix hanging. There's nothing more powerful that sends the message you're Catholic than that. So I now have a crucifix in my office that I just hung right before Christmas. I really should get one in the conference room because that's where I meet with my clients. And so that's going to be, I mean, the people who are Catholic are going to immediately pick up on that, and the people that aren't might ask about it. But I do look for opportunities to evangelize, or at least to let people know that God's an important part of my life.
Awesome. Any other questions? Well, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
This talk was a presentation of the Catholic Business Network, provided by the Office of Communications in the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend. To be notified of upcoming speakers, sponsoring an event, or simply more information on the Catholic Business Network, visit www.todayscatholic.org/cbn.